sing a couple more songs?
Yeah, maybe one. Maybe you can repeat that, yeah.
Song, He is my everything.
He is my everything. He is my all. He is my everything.
I'm sorry for that. May God bless you. Nice to have you, and we really missed you. It flows very well when everybody is in his own position, and that is nice. We are very thankful to the Lord for taking you and bringing you back. And thank you very much. Let's pray. We come to you, Lord, and knowing, Father, that it is your wish, it is your desire that you fellowship with your children, Lord. That is what you did in the Garden of Eden, Lord. And you didn't miss a fellowship day in the time, Lord. You always come. The Bible says that you always come in the afternoon, and you had fellowship with your children. That's your desire, Lord. And you put us back, Father, to that, because that was you promised, that you'd put us back to that. And that's where we are, Lord. We are gathered here physically, Lord God, knowing that our hearts, Father, are with you, Lord. Every time, Lord God, like you did in the Garden of Eden, we are with you all the time. When you're walking down the road, Lord God, when driving down the road, Lord God, when you are in the supermarkets and shopping and doing things, whatever we are doing, Lord, we are in permanent fellowship with you, Lord God. But today we are gathered here physically, Lord God, to show, Father, that we want fellowship with one another and with you. Our hearts, Father, being one, Lord. As you said, Father, that they were in one place and in one accord, Lord. That is what we are, Father, this morning. We are one and with one accord. And whenever they got together like that and called upon your name, you heard from heaven, Father, and you answered. You like it, Lord God, like that, when people are, when your children are one. Thank you, Father. Now, Father, because we know you are here, we want you to come and speak. That's what I said this morning, Lord. We heard how the song leading went, and it was so good, Lord. We are thankful for that. But now, we want you to take over and speak, Lord, to those worshippers, Father, who gather to worship in thy name, Lord God, in truth, Lord God and Spirit. Now speak. Now speak to them, Lord. There's nobody who can do that. There's nobody who can speak to that inner man called the soul but you. Take over. Speak. And Lord, bless each one, Father. When you do that, we know what happens. When that inner man, Lord, gets it, when that inner man has fellowship with you, when you've spoken to him, the strength, Lord, comes, and everything is taken, Father, by faith. And that's what we want. When you reveal it, when you strengthen that, Lord, Lord, things happen. The physical, Father, is overrun. And that's what we want tonight, this morning. We want the physical, the needs, the everything, Lord, to come under that and be achieved now. Grant it, Lord, for the glory of your name. Thank you for every sister. Thank you for every brother. Thank you, Lord, for what you do with them. Thank you for raising them up. Thank you for bringing them up spiritually to this level that we are in, Lord. Nobody could do that, Lord. It's you. It's thy grace. You chose them. You called them. Just like you did in the Garden of Eden, Lord. You didn't send nobody. You came calling, Lord God, and called them. And that's exactly what you've done even now. We were down there, Lord God, as nothing. You came and called. And now we are here, Father, still going on. Your hand holding our hands and we're following you. So thank you for that, Lord. So thank you. Because, Lord, we are not worth this, Lord. We are not. It's thy grace. And we are so happy. We feel loved. We feel, Lord God, that we belong. We feel we have a Father who cares. We are so happy. We are blessed people, Lord. Now, we commit ourselves to your hearts now, Lord. Speak as you deem fit. If it's correction, correct me. If it's chastisement, chastise me. Bring me where you want me to be. Thank you, Father. Bless the people. Thank you for everything. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, we pray. Amen. 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 You can get seated. Thank you. I got late to say the quote. I forgot to say the quotes, but I think Brother Michael got them. Thank you, brother. Thank you, brother. Michael is a great helper, and thank you, brother. I've been trying to. I think I don't know why it's not coming together. It's not come together yet. It's not come together yet. The Lord will help us. The Lord will help us. Yesterday we had a meeting, and it was back to back. It was back to back. So when you come here to meet, and I'm sorry that we took much of Dawn's time, and. Don has been very good. Don has, and everyone of you, we are very happy with you. The Lord has blessed you. Don has a very good spirit around him. And Brother Michael and everyone of you, I know, you're not thorny. You people are not thorny. You know thorny? You know what I mean by thorny? Being thorny? Thorny, you know, thorny, thorn, like thorns, like, you know, thorns. Are you getting it, Brother Don? Thorny. In my view, you can interpret sometimes when you hear people not getting it. My wife gets it very well, so. You're not thorny, you're so sweet. And everyone, when we are, every time you get around you, brother, it's so sweet, it's so good. You feel like we are. That's really heavenly places. That's really heavenly places. When a brother is around you, that's sweet. You really feel heavenly places. Feel what it feels to be in heavenly places. I spent some time the other day, but I was really, my mind was really far away. I spent some time with Sister Esther and in her house with the children and everybody and Bosworth. My mind was really somewhere. I was really trying to answer some questions on the internet, on the group, and I took some. When that happens, my mind is really taken on that. But we had some very good. And every time we meet a brother, every time we meet a sister, it's sweet. It's sweet. It's so sweet. It's so sweet. and this is a very sweet group. Small but very sweet, and we love it. So we had that meeting yesterday, and from there, I got late. For those maybe who listened in the YouTube, in the group, and believers, Cyber Kaif, and I encourage you to do that. Go to Cyber Fellowship. And you are not babies now. You're not babies now. Go there, and you can take people disagreeing. You need to do that. You need to be strong enough to take some people disagreeing, and you start. You need to have a stand on those things. You need to have to come to a place where you know this is it. You know this is it, and you cannot be more. That's what God wants. You don't run away. You don't run away. You just go there and look at it. Look at it. Look at it. If you don't know, search for it. We are here to help whenever we are. Listen to other people, what they're saying, and get up and be strong. Like every one of us, we've come of age now. This is not milk time. This is not drinking milk time. This is not time for that. This is hard food, strong food.
Yes, sir.
That's where we've come, and it's very important. So go there and see. So we had a meeting here, and it was very good. But now my point was, when we did that, I came out of there and went straight to preaching, and I didn't know what to do. Then I didn't have, my computer refused, and I called Michael, and both of them came and helped me a bit. And still, it took me about 30 minutes to realize it cannot work. So, and it's not you helped me. That was very good, but the computer, I think, the mind of the computer, because of this is a new area, it was trying to think that it's somebody is trying to get into my account or something, and it went all over everywhere. But finally we got it, but it was already too late, and I had to use my phone. But this is what I'm trying to say on that, is that I didn't know how, from there to that, how I'm going to fare in that. And when I got there, brother, the Lord took over. The Lord took over, and I felt blessed, and everybody else told me that they are blessed, and that's good. And we were blessed, not because I did it, but because God spoke to us, and that's good. It's a testimony from nowhere. I've just come. I was already late, and I was telling them, just wait, I'm trying. So, the Lord can do it even today. From there, I've been trying, and still it's not together, Brother Don. It's not together. Because I'm all over here, I'm all over here. I've tried to study, I've tried to pray. It's not yet together. But maybe it will be another testimony that he came and spoke. So I'm expecting to do that, not
Amen.
Me.
Amen.
Thank you.
Just start talking, it'll come.
Sorry, Father. Sorry, Brother. So I'm trying to talk about the change of the body. The change of the body. And my idea here is people have this idea, and that is what I try to make people understand, that we don't have that. It's like these bodies will be changed. Like change, like become something else. And it says that when the trump of God shall sound, then we have a change. And that's a scripture. That's a scripture. And that is true. Every scripture is true. The problem is how people take that scripture. That's the problem. Because all the scripture, the Bible is a mystery. The Bible is a mystery, and it needs to be demystified. It needs to be opened. And you cannot read the Bible like a book or like a magazine or like that. You can't do that. Because it's hid. Now, God sent us, that's the difference between us and other people. Because God sent us somebody to come and open it. He mandated him to come and open it. Now, that's why the other people are still in darkness, because they've not come to that person. And they are in darkness. They have not come to that person who has the torch, who has the flashlight, who has the mandate to open it. The Bible, don't think that theologians and going to school and having theological school will help. That won't help. Because what they do, they gather ideas together, and they look at which one will fit most. And I've watched them from the internet about this point, and they do good. They try their best. But this is not to be opened by minds, by intellectuality. It's not to be opened by that. It's God who is to open it, who has to open it. If he doesn't open it, it's still shut. It's still sealed. It's still not open. And you never, never, never know it. Right. It doesn't matter how many schools, it doesn't matter how many degrees of theology in the Bible you have. You never know it. You will never know it. There's only one way to know it. God opening it. Amen. And then he said, where do you go to get that opening? Even before, because there's two things. There's this word here. There's this word here. It's going to be opened, but still it's not revealed. Even when it's opened, you can read all the quotes of the prophet, and the prophet opens the Bible. The prophet, you go to every scripture, any scripture in the Bible, and you're going to get somehow. The prophet talked about it. The Bible, the whole Bible. Sometimes it's a general thing that covers very many things. But now when you come to that and read it, it's open. But it's still, until God makes clear to you, it's still hidden.
Amen.
That's right.
It's open by the prophet. It's there. Why am I saying that? These books are not hid in a box somewhere. This message, these tapes of the prophet are not hid somewhere in a box and sealed that you cannot go read them. The other people of the world can go get these messages, read them, and actually they read and they get something else from us, from what it is. That's where Corinth, I will mention him now, no problem. Corinth. That's where Corinth goes. He reads those books, he listens to those tapes, and he has read more than me. He has read this course more than me. That's why he goes. Brother, why I'm saying like that? Because I've followed him a bit. He has read those quotes more than him. But what he gets, he says, the prophet is a liar. Yeah, that's what he says. He's a liar. He lied this, and he proves that he lied. So you can just go there and then try to prove that. That's okay. But bring those lies to me, and I'll prove to you it's not a lie. Amen. That's what he gets. I get it differently. Amen. He went there to read. And it was not opened by God. The difference between me and him. This is too much. The difference between me and Don. The difference between Don and Collins is. Collins went there to fight a fort. To fight God.
Right.
It was not opened. Don went there. Crying, Lord, I want to know the truth. Yeah. And God opened it. Let now Corinth and everybody on earth come against it. You can start saying, no, it's not. It's this. This is true. That is God.
Amen.
It requires God. Even after the prophet. God did the best. He brought the prophet on the scene. You can go there and see what he said. But yet, it's still hidden. Until God opens it. You never leave God. You never leave God and go to the prophet alone. You never do that. You still need God to go to the prophet.
Amen.
And get what God opened.
Amen.
I think that's not hidden. It's just like that. It's like that. And there are quotes like that. But so now, what about this change of the body? What about this, the change of the body? One. What brought me to thinking about this when it did, this sometimes, when it did, was because the prophet says, this is what brought me to this. The prophet says that everybody must die. All the people must die. We had when I started, I had this idea that when the rapture comes, we will not die. Not all will die. That's what the Bible says. Not all will die. That's how you take the Bible without the prophet. Not all people will die. There will be people here found that, and that's a lot of, and maybe even now here, there are some people who think like that. When Jesus comes, there will be people here on earth that will be alive. Is that right? And they will not die. They will not taste death. And there are also some things that look like that in the message. That they will not taste death. And what is going to happen? They will be just raptured, just the way you are. The only thing that will happen with the body, I'm just trying to be simple. The only thing that will happen with the body is a body change. And when the body is changed, now it's qualified to fly away. Do you get that? That's a school of thought. That's what very many people have. That's the ordinary thing that is there. But what happens? Jesus Christ will come. There will be a trumpet. A trumpet sounds. And when that trumpet sounds, that trumpet will bring you to a place where it will change your body in a twinkling of an eye. That's the Bible. That's exactly the words of the Bible. In a twinkling of an eye. And when that happens, this body changes. It becomes something else. Something now is called. Listen. This body is sin. This body was born in sin and shaped in iniquity. It cannot inherit the kingdom of God. It cannot go to heaven, period. This body is headed to the dust. Dust art thou, and dust shall thou return. Every one of us, everybody, it doesn't matter how much. If you are born of a woman, you are born in sin and shaped in iniquity. Let me tell you something. You didn't even have a chance. You didn't even have a chance to be good. To begin with, you are born here a sinner. You don't have a chance. And this body cannot be changed to nothing else in the atoms. But there's a promise of a change of the body. Then what is this change of that body? That is what we'd like to think about. What is this change and how did it happen? And maybe it's not something that I cannot finish today. But you get that? It cannot be that this body will change that we cannot even die. No. Every one of us must die. Then what kind of a change? That's what I want to address. Maybe shortly. Maybe it will not be a very wrong sermon. I have very many quotes. I don't need them all. No problem. Let's read this. What kind of a change? What is going to happen then? What is going to happen then? Let's read it. Let's read the quotes. I mean the scripture first. 1 Corinthians. It's not supposed to be E there, Brother Michael. It's supposed to be 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians. This is just supposed to have one. Sorry about that. It's not supposed to be there. It's just supposed to be 1 Corinthians. I don't know why that E came here. 1 Corinthians 15. Behold, I show you a mystery. Can you notice that? It's Paul talking now. Behold, I show you a mystery. What is it? It's a mystery. I think the prophet talked about the mysteries that he was sent to Tucson when the seals are open, the mysteries that will open. Do you remember in the book called SARS, is this the time? Yeah. And he listed them, number one, number two. Yeah. I think the third or the fifth, he said it will be the mystery of translation. Yeah. It's a mystery. This is the mystery that he was actually to come to reveal when the seals are open. What is the mystery of translation? How are we going to be translated? How are we going to be changed in our bodies? I'm not talking about nothing else. And remember, you have three things. You are three. I'm not talking about those other two. I'm talking about the body. But now you have three. You are three. You have a body. This is the body. That's one. Now you have another something else. You have the spirit. And each of those two have five senses. Okay? They have five senses. You cannot think with your body. You don't think with your body. You think with your spirit. You cannot love with your body. You love with the spirit, with your spirit. There are three things. You are body, and you are spirit, and you are soul. And what is a soul? A soul is the nature of that spirit. It's simple like that. It's the nature, the kind of a spirit that you have is determined. Can you get that? Because we so much say it's the nature. The kind of a spirit that you have is determined by the nature. What is the nature of that tree? The nature of that tree is what that tree does. It will be determined by the kind of tree it is. That's the nature. The nature of that tree is to grow big and produce fruits. Is that right? That's the nature. So the nature of the spirit is what you have in the soul. The soul is the nature of the spirit. So the soul is what determines what kind of a spirit you have. Amen. Now you have the soul, the spirit, and the body. Right. Praise be to God. I'm not talking the spirit of God. The spirit of, listen very carefully, because people get confused there. The spirit of God is what God has, as a, God is a spirit. That spirit of God is the spirit of God, is God himself. Can you get that? Now, when you have the Holy Ghost or the Spirit of God in you, listen, listen. That's why you could not have it. Of course, the Spirit of God used to come and get into Elisha and then so forth and speak and like that. But listen, listen. The Spirit of God is the Holy Ghost. What is the ghost? A ghost, listen, those words are, we just speak them sometimes. We don't even go there to look at them. What's a ghost? A ghost is a spirit of somebody who has gone on and come back. That's what it means. You know those words we just speak and we don't even look at them. The Holy Ghost means a spirit of somebody who has gone on and come back.
Praise the Lord.
So the Holy Ghost that you have is, I'm not talking about that when I say your spirit. No, 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 no. But that Holy Ghost, but that Holy Ghost comes back, the Ghost of God now, the Holy God, and there's no three gods, there's the Holy Ghost and God and Jesus. No, it's the same God who is a spirit. He comes back because he died for you. Praise be to God. Because he died for you, because he was sacrificed. He comes back and changes. And in you, and maybe I'm going to have some quotes on that. And in you, when you're born here, listen very carefully, because I may not need the quotes, I will need the quotes also. When you're born here on earth, every man here on earth, how many things do you have, Hannah? Because I'm not just talking, I want to know whether you people are getting it. How many things do you have? You have a body. Is that right? The next thing in you, what is it? A spirit. Then what else do you have? A soul. What's a soul? A soul is the nature of that spirit. It's as simple as that. Do you get that now? Praise be God. So, what changes? What changes? What changes? There's the Spirit of God. That Spirit of God comes when you're born here on earth. When you're born here on earth, you are born wrong. Let me explain that, because we like quotes and quotes are good, but let's explain it so that when you go to read the quotes, you can get it. When you're born here on earth, your body, listen very carefully now, and that's the things that I have with the people. When I say you are eternal, the whole of you is eternal. The whole of you is eternal. Body, spirit, and the soul. The whole of that is eternal. That is really something. But I want to ask you something. Are you going to live with the body eternally after this? That's a question. That's a question I'll ask you. Are you going to live eternally, or are you going to live as a ghost somewhere? Maybe your spirit and your soul somewhere, dying somewhere. And are you going to live in a body, is that right? Where will that body come from? It must have been somewhere. Even if you'll be eternal, is that right? Where was it? Where was it before you had it? I'm talking about the body. Eh? Where was it before you had it? It was somewhere. It was there. Is that right? It was somewhere. That body was somewhere. Where was it? The prophet says, when God created the earth, and we can go back to that again. And I don't have time to go everywhere, but when God created the earth, he put your body there. That's where he laid your body. When he created the earth. Can you get that? Is everyone getting that? When he created your body, when he created the earth, he created your body there. Is the earth eternal? That's another question, brothers. The earth is eternal. The earth is where you live eternally. That, the meek shall inherit the earth. That's where the bride will live eternally. Now, my wife asked me a question the other day. How can you say the earth is eternal when the prophet says it will pass away? That's another question. What is going to pass away? It's not the earth. It's not the earth that is going to pass away. What's going to pass away? It's malaria, it's the cars, it's electricity, it's whatever. That will pass away. But the earth, as it was created by God, is eternal. It came from his mind and he brought it here. But where the meek shall live. So when he created that body before cars were here, before malaria came, before the devil contaminated it, your body was here. Uncontaminated, good and clean. That's where your body was. There's the body I'm talking about. The body was there. Can you get that? Is that a quote of the prophet? I have two or three on that. God created it. But God comes to cleanse the earth. Amen. And he says, he will cleanse the earth just as he cleansed you.
That's right.
Can you get that? Yes. He will cleanse the earth just as he cleansed you. So what happens? Now, this is what happened with you. This is what happened with you. God wanted you to come and be in a body. That's why he created Adam. When he created Adam, Adam was in a body. When he created Adam, was a spirit. And that spirit, he put it in a body. So he went to where, when he created that, where he put that body, he practiced. When he says he formed the earth, he went there and practiced that body and took Adam that he had created and put that. Can you get that now? And there, that was a man living here or not. That was a man living here or not. And he looked at him and he thought, I'm going to give him a soul. Because I'm going to make him different from an animal. An animal does not have a soul. That's where a dog in Kenya, the only a dog can do is bark. Hoo, hoo, hoo. And there's not a dog that barks in English and a dog barks in Indian, in Hindi. Why? Because it's a dog. It doesn't have a soul. But you can talk in English and you can talk and you can goo, 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 and you can do all these things. Because you have a soul. So God, Adam was like a dog. Adam was like an animal, like any other animal. And then from there, God took his breath and breathed into, and he became a living soul. So now Adam had three things. So you have three things.
Amen.
Can you get that? So you have three things. So what is going to be? Look here, sweetheart. What is going to be? What is going to be done away with here on earth? It's not the earth. The meek shall live on earth. What is going to be done away? This is what is going to be done away with. The mess. People have messed on earth.
Right.
Your body is not a mess. Your body is not a mess. But the devil messed it. It was not a mess when God created it. But your body is not a mess. So what is going to happen? Listen very carefully. As God created the earth, of the mess, so that we can have a new earth and a new heaven, what is in heavens? The prophet said, heaven is atmosphere. It's just here atmosphere. They are quote like that. It's just atmosphere. So he cleaned it. What is here? All the malaria, all the cancer, all that has is in there here. So that's what is being cleaned, so that we can have a new heaven and a new earth. This earth is going to be cleansed. And he has done exactly that. Like he used the blood. He used his blood to sanctify it. He used water to justify it in Noah's time. The earth, I'm talking about the earth. Where your body came from. Can you get that? Where your body came from.
Yeah.
Use that. Then he uses the same method to cleanse you. Then he sanctified by dropping his blood on it. That's where your body, listen, when he created the earth, that's where your body was. Now this is the catch. Why do you die? You die because when you came on, instead of coming God's way, you came Satan's way. You died because of that lie. You come Satan's way. You are born of a woman, a man and a woman. That's a problem. That's a problem right there. You are born of a man and a woman. So you come here in the devil's way. And because of that, listen, the devil has the first chance. This is mine. He cannot create. The devil has the first chance. That's the first thing that comes into you. But God also, if he's his son or his daughter, he puts a seed. Let's call it a seed. And there's also a question, whether it's a seed, whether it's a soul. Listen, whenever you see God talking about the seed of God, Listen, you can say it's not ready, it's ready, it's whatever, it's dormant, whatever it is, a 10-1 time, the seed might have grown far this far, it's known God, it's known, and the other one is there, but it's the word of God. The seed in you is the word of God. The prophet calls about four things, maybe the ones I can remember. He calls it a germ, he calls it a seed. He calls it the soul. He calls it the word. A germ, a seed, a soul. That's one thing. That's one and the same thing. Now, look at it. It can be a baby. Maybe you've never been born again. But it's still there. Maybe it doesn't know much. It's still the soul. It's still the word. It's still the germ. You've never known nothing, maybe. And maybe you are in the world. Listen, maybe you are in the world and you are so wild and doing whatever you are doing in the world. It doesn't matter. It doesn't make one difference. You are still a seed. Can you get that? Can you get what I'm saying? That does not change. You are eternal in the world, stealing, killing, and doing all that. You are still eternal. Praise be to God. But one thing is that seed, it is put on you, then your soul. Listen, then your soul, then your body. Listen very carefully. And if you have any question, ask me. That soul, that spirit, that body, listen, is eternal. Because of that seed. Why did God put it there? Because he knew that you are eternal. Now you ask me about, I don't know. What about these guys that don't have a seed? And they are thieves and they are thieves. The prophet said, he created, and I'm going to read a quote on that. God created hell and the lake of fire for that. They were not eternal in the minds of God to begin with. Sorry. Praise God. But the body that was eternal, the spirit that was eternal, the soul that was eternal, God put that soul there. In that body. But now the problem is, even without that soul, that soul does not work. When you come on earth, does not work. The soul that works is the other soul of the devil. That's what has power or authority over you. But you see, that's why I have heard Brother Don give that testimony so many times. And whenever he gives it, I always like it. How he was selling drugs. And he was still a son of God. He was still a son of God selling drugs. Amen. He was still a son of God drinking. He was still a son of God. You've never been nothing. You never saved in one day. Amen. You've never been nothing else but a son of God. But now, your spirit had another somebody here. What did we say the story is? Sister Esther? We got to do tests here, you know. This is teaching. The soul is the nature. Soul is the nature of the spirit. Amen. So what is the nature of God's spirit that is drinking? And sorry, brother, giving you examples. what is this nature? What is the nature of God's spirit that is drinking and doing that? What is it? He has a seed here. I wish I had a blackboard here. We had a blackboard here, and I can show you. There are two seeds here. And that two seed thing is a very important thing. You have two seeds. Because you are son of God, God put himself. In fact, one of the quotes, he says, part of him there. And there's no, listen very carefully. There's no small God and a bigger God. That seed is God, total. You say he's not born again, doesn't matter. Doesn't stop him from being God. It's not that he's not working. I've tried to check whether he uses the word dormant. He uses the word dormant. I don't know how many times. But it's dormant. That soul is dormant. It's not working. It's just there. God allows it. Why? Why does God allow that? That's it. We can also go in that direction. Why does God allow it? Because God wants to show that he's a conqueror. What is a conqueror? Is a savior. What is a conqueror? If you are held by somebody so strong, you're held by somebody so strong. And I come there and I say, no, you're not. You leave him. And he says, who are you? I can do you both. And he goes there and grabs you and gets you. He's a conqueror. He conquered you. And God is a conqueror. If he's a savior, he's a conqueror. Yes, sir. He cannot save if he's not mighty enough. He wants to show his mighty enough. Let that seed call the devil work. I'll grab him and save him. I will be called a savior. I'll be called a redeemer. I'll redeem them. And that is what God wants. I'll display. Why is it dormant? Because God is a way of God displaying. But I am. Are you getting it? Are you getting lost? Who is lost? Raise up your hand. Can I go back a bit? Praise God. So that seed is dormant. Am I talking about the body now or the seed? The soul? I don't know. Sometimes I mix them up. But you cannot talk about one leaving the other. And they're all together. Praise be to God. So now, that seed there, is still God. It's God. It's full God. And I know we have, listen very carefully. We talk about the Holy Ghost, that in the church ages, the Holy Ghost was not full. Praise be to God. That has its place. That has its place. Because the amount of God is the amount of the revelation. This is. Do I have a quote on that? Sometimes I say things and I wonder whether I have a quote on that. I don't know. I don't know whether I have a quote on this one. But because it's coming to my mind, I'll say it. The amount of the Spirit in each age is the amount of the Word that is brought in that age. Because what is the Word? What's the Word? Word is God. Amen. The Word is God.
Right.
The Holy Ghost is God.
Amen.
So the only thing that you can have is that amount of the Word, amount of that Holy Ghost, amount of that God that is on that age. That's all you can get.
That's right.
Yep. Praise God. Whether it's the form of the Holy Ghost or the form of the Word, or whatever form, the amount of God is what God has given. So the amount of God that these people had in the church ages was the amount that God was in that time. That's why Paul was saying, I see it darkly in a glass.
Yep.
That's the amount of God that was given.
Amen.
I hope you can get that.
Amen.
I hope you can get that. Praise be to God. That's why the Holy Ghost was like that. But whenever God is, there's no small God and a bigger God.
Right.
It's total God all the time. He's even in your heart. If he put himself in your heart as a seed, it's total God. And he can stay there quietly for some time. He can stay there quietly and not doing nothing, not doing much. But one day when he says, yes, it's time now. Nothing will stop it. You grab that guy that has been holding you. Is it called chokehold? That chokehold, and you grab him and stamp on him and he's done. And he stand up as a mighty conqueror, as a savior, as a redeemer, as a healer, as everything on that day. He will display that now. That is what was his desire before the foundation of the world.
That's right. Amen.
Praise be to God. So this soul now, this is a soul now. So this soul now, oh, we are talking about the body. So this soul now, because you are born here, because this body came here, wrong. How, okay, am I going so far? Am I really moving? Let's go to another question. How then was I supposed to come? You are saying I've come wrong? Joe, you're saying I come wrong. Then how was I supposed to come then? I came anyhow. But how? And I came wrong. But I came anyhow. How was I supposed to come then? This is it. You go to the book called Marriage and Vows. He said, Jesus was born a virgin. Spoken. He was spoken.
Right.
He had no sex. The prophet said, to prove that it could have been possible in the Garden of Eden,
right,
for you to come right.
Amen.
But instead of coming right, the devil come and show another way. The prophet says, he doesn't have the power to create, but he has power, because he has a soul, to pervert what God has created. So the way God created it, now he perverts it. He says, no, you're not going to come that way. You don't need to come that way. The way God said, go. And the prophet said, when it's all over, to show that it could have happened, he will call them like Adam should.
Right.
Can you get that? Like Adam should have called you. Sister Esther, come forth.
Amen.
I'm talking about the body. You come back with the body.
Amen.
Rhoda, come forth. And you just come. Like Adam should have called you. I know you're sleepy a bit, Becky. Sorry about you. I know you're sleepy a bit. I know. In fact, I was telling my wife, even senior should not have prayed that. But I love it when she prays it. But I was telling my wife, she should not have, should have helped her. I felt for you. In fact, we had agreed with Don, I'm going to take on. He had not told me that I'm going to preach. I was supposed to lead songs. We were feeling for you, be tired like that. But a soldier is a soldier. You wake him up at night and he takes a gun and goes. That's what these guys are. And we love it like that. So are we over with that, with the soul? So you came wrong. You came wrong. And because you came wrong, the devil has the power. The devil has a, not power, but let me say, let me use the right words. Has a right. And God cannot deny him the right. So what does he do? He comes first. That's the first that starts you. But listen, because you, listen, this is a very strong sentiment. But because your spirit and your body were in the minds of God as eternal. Listen very carefully now. Because you are in your mind as eternal, in God's mind as eternal. God puts, he doesn't put in another person, he puts that seed in him, in you. What is that? Whatever happens, let this other devil take you anywhere. He can take you anywhere. He can take you to be anybody, a killer, a bank robber, whatever. That's it. That's a sign that you come back. It doesn't matter how long it's going to take, you come back. That body, that spirit is predestinated to live eternally. Praise be to God. So what does it do? What does he do? He takes that body. Listen. That body goes back to dust. And this is the word that I used. And my wife was telling me. He was saying remodeling. The word remodeling is he was having it. Remodeling. Like Brother Don does. Remodeling houses. This body came wrong. It came wrong. That is why it has been so wrong. That's why it's been so. That's why it's been a pest house. That's why it's been so. That's why the prophet said the worst enemy is the worst enemy. It's not those people who hate you around, who do that. The worst enemy is this, brother, said, it's you. That's why you have been, this has been an enemy to you, because it's come wrong. It's got to go back. It's got to go back. And remember, this body was not supposed to get old. This body was not supposed to get sick. This body, that's Adam's. When he created Adam, Adam was not getting sick. Adam was never a boy. Adam was never a baby crying. Like when we are born, we are spanked. Adam was never spanked. But you had to be spanked. You are complaining that you are coming to the world. You come wrong to begin with. And you grew up. And because this body, listen, because this body belongs to God. Listen, because people think that it belongs to God. This is the temple. This is the temple that God wanted to get into. This is the temple that was, this is the new Jerusalem. I don't know whether you get it, but that's okay. There's no Jerusalem. There's no new Jerusalem that's going to be built. Another temple. This is the temple of the Holy Ghost. This is the temple of God. This is where God wanted to live. Amen. And because of that, now it has come wrong. Oh God, it's come wrong now. But it came wrong because I wanted to be a savior. I'll save it. God is going to save your soul, your spirit, your body, the whole of you will be holy. And but for now, it's got to be remodeled. The body. But let me just finish with the body. So what happens with the body? It's got to be remodeled. It's got to go back there in the dust of the earth and come back right. So what happens? When you grow up, you're growing, you're a baby, God wanted you to see, and you come, sister Esther Junior, and you come, you grow. How old are you, by the way, or how young are you? How old? 14, okay, good. That's good. You still not have started dying. No. Me, I started dying about 40 years. I've been going down, dying. About maybe 20, 30, 40 years ago. I've been just dying. You come to a place, you grow up. You come to a place, now you are 20-something years, 25. Joe, you are dying. You are gone. Is it a bad thing? Then, where's your sting?
That's right.
Death is nothing. Death is nothing. So you come, 20-something, and God looks at you and says, that's exactly what I wanted. When you're 20-something years, 21, in your strength, in your, God says, oh, that's what I wanted. I seen it now, what I wanted. What I read on the ground, before it was contaminated by the devil, now you can start dying. Praise God. You die, you start dying. It doesn't matter what you are eating. You are eating the same kind of food. The same kind of food. And maybe, let me say this, even better food. No, you are eating what? Did you know that young people here eat junk, you know that? You go to a shop and just get some chips and they don't care. And nothing is happening to them. You try that. Or me. Praise God. You eat the same thing. You eat even better, but you're still dying. And you still go dying. Why? God has done seeing what is it. What is it? You're now going to the remodeling company. You're going back to the modern company. You're not finished yet. No! You never die. Your body is eternal. Now God will call it back. Come forth. And then come back. And you come forth with the 20-something years. And before that happens, let me show you something. Before that happens, before that happens, he takes you, and I'm going to show you what is this that is taken. When you die and you're buried here, what is this that is taken? I'm going to need a quote, maybe not today, maybe. I don't know whether I'm going to need any quote today, but that's okay. So now, you're taken back to the remodeling companies, right? To be remodeled, and bring back, and you'll be brought back. What is that? Potassium, calcium, whatever made you. It's called back, come forth. And he puts the same thing in you. Now without the devil. Let's go back to the devil a bit. What is it put back here? Now listen. Before you die. Not when you die. Now, let me finish with the body a bit. Now, when that happens, this you, this is what is called you. This you, you can't stay. God had not intended that we stay without the body at any one time. Are you getting that? Well, Joe, God had intended that every time you stay in a body. That's how he created you. He created you in a body. He got to stay in a body. So in a body. So when you die, listen very carefully. It's just a step. It's not 20 years that you get into something else. No. Although the prophet said that, you remember when he called Lazarus? Lazarus came forth. The prophet said he's not reached there. He's not reached the other side. He had not reached the other side. Brother Don, did you see what I said? Lazarus came forth. And he had spent 2 days. Four days. But he had not reached there. He had not gone there. That's what the prophet says. I think I have a quote, but I read it many years ago. He had not reached there. So I'm not talking about reaching there. I'm about what was. Like Minda, when Minda died, is that right? Hope died. And Hope says that when he went there, he had another body immediately. And there were two angels holding his heart. Which hearts? The hearts were here. The prophet was talking to the hearts. Is that right? And the head and the ear. And the prophet was telling him, Hope. And Minda had two angels holding. Remember, there was two hearts walking. Which hearts? And he has the hearts here talking. And he's seen Mary here. And when Hope came back, he said, you know what? I heard you calling me. I said, I've come back. From what? Praise God. And he said, because I've come back to tell you this in the body now. And he's speaking so slowly. Because this body is not the kind of, the other body was so happy. And he said, you even don't know what you talk about. When you talk about that place, you have never seen it. I've never seen that place. The prophet went there and he said, plump, don't say it. Good, don't say it. It's the best, don't say it. No one can say it. So you step immediately, you get out of here immediately. It's a step. Listen, immediately when you say, when the doctor says, no, he's gone, when he's gone, it's another step. And you get into that other body called the body. That's another problem, brothers. I've heard people, and I have a problem with that, Brother Don. Maybe I'm not trying to cry on your shoulders. But I have a problem with that. People trying to call the theophany the word. I know the prophet has, when he's talking, if you listen, he's talking about and calling it the word. But he specifically, in other messages, identified that body as the body word. I don't know what that means. I don't know whether the body made of the word, or the word, whatever you're going to call it, is body word. It's not, it's a body. It's a body. Listen, it's not the word. In other words, and I told them the other day in the group, I told them, you cannot replace that word, the theophany, because that's what they're doing. That's what other people are doing in their thinking. Like, you can say, the word of God says. You can replace that with the word, the theophany says. You cannot. That theophany body is not a word. It's a word body, but it's not the word. It's a word made of the body, but it's a body. Can you get that? It's a body that you get into. It's made of the word. That's okay. It's what God had when he was the word. It's a word. It's a word body. But it's not. Can you get what I'm saying? Now listen. So that you can judge me right or wrong. Now listen. You cannot replace that word theophany with the word. Michael. You can't do that. See. This is the word of God. This is the theophany of God. You can't do that. The theophany is a body. The word is what God did. In the beginning was the word. What was it? Word is what God became. Listen very carefully here. The word is what God became. From the thought. He was a thought. What a thought? A thought in his mind that I am going to be a human being. I'm going to be a man. Do you see that? Now, when God thought of being a man, where he started was that thought, he spoke it. When he spoke it, it became the word. Just declaring, I will become a man. That became a word. When he was the word, in that form of the word, he wanted to appear to people. Can you get that? He wanted to appear to Moses. He wanted to appear to people. So he created a body by the word called theophany. That's the body that he appeared to the people. Can you get that? It's the theophany. The prophet said, it's the same kind of a body called theophany that you go to when you live here. That's where you step in and become another body. A body, the prophet in one of the verses, he says, a body that can see better, a body that can hear better, a body that have better senses than our bodies here on earth. It's a better body. Another thing I think about that theophany. Is this? I'm not talking about the theophany. I'm not talking about the theophany. But one of the things I thought about the theophany. Do you remember? The prophet is a prophet, is that right? He's a prophet. He knows the word. God has opened the word, and God speaks to the prophet. Do you know that? Now, when he went to the sixth dimension is where people die. When people die in Christ, when people die that are good, that's where they go. Nowhere else. You read the message, you read the Bible, nowhere else that people go. You say it's in heaven that the people who, also that teaching, the people who were taken by God when he died, when Jesus Christ died and came forth with the Old Testament saints, they went to the presence of God, so they went to the, they didn't go to the seventh dimension. Seventh dimension, there's nothing there but God. So they went to the sixth dimension. So when he went to the sixth dimension, a prophet, do you know they were teaching him? Do you know they were teaching him? They were teaching the prophet. You need it. He said, no, this is so good. I would like to see God. Where is Jesus? Because I'm here, I'm not going back before I see Jesus. That's the best. It's like you went to Tahoe, and then people tell you you're not going to see the Lake Tahoe. No, I came here to see Lake Tahoe. I got to see it. Because I'm here, let me see Jesus. He goes, no, you can't see him. Not right now. Why? Are they teaching him? Why? He's higher. Is it? He's in seventh dimension. And we, just like you are waiting for him down there on earth, we are also waiting for him here. Praise God. And every one of you will be judged according to the teaching that God gave you. Paul will be judged. He said, yes, I'll be judged. Oh, if that is the criteria that is he teaching him? Are they teaching him? If that is the criteria that is going to be used, then I know I'm right because it's four here. Then I'm right because I taught just like in the seventh stage, the brother Branham was teaching, he was taking us back to Paul. The teaching of the first church. I did exactly that. So I'm in. Then he was told, now listen, he is coming. And when he comes, he will first come to you because you are born a leader. He will first come to you. Praise be to God. They are teaching him. In other words, this theophany body is better in the word. It sees things better. And the prophet says it can appear and disappear. That's the body that people go to when they die, when they are Christians. Now, what about Brother Cooper? What about the others? What about the other people? They go to a body. I don't know. You know, I'm a quote person. I don't say things that I don't have a quote. I don't know. But it's not. It cannot be the word body. It cannot be the word body. But they go to a body also. They go to a body and they are suffering. Here they are happy. The other places they are suffering. No, that's the body. Now, where does the body head? Where does the body head? This is where the body heads. I'm going to come to the teaching of the body like that. This is where the body heads. The body that has a theophany now. The prophet says, the theophany will come from heaven. When the time, we have two resurrections. That's another topic altogether. We have only two resurrections. One resurrection is the resurrection of the rapture. And the other resurrection is the resurrection, general resurrection, when everybody will resurrect. How many resurrections do we have? Esther Jr., two resurrections. Resurrection during the rapture, and we can talk about the resurrection during the rapture. It's not that we are going to get people from the dust. No, it's something else, but that's another topic for another day. But resurrection, the general resurrection, everybody will resurrect. When everybody resurrects now, listen, you will have that body. You are in that body. You come here and pick up your glorified body. The already remodeled. They already purified. They already made up again body. It's the same body, but it has sin in it. It had things that were not, it was perverted by the devil. Because the earth is clean, the earth also will be cleaned. And that body of yours is also cleaned. When everything is cleaned now, he takes you and puts you into that body called glorified body. That body called the theophany don't eat. That body called the theophany doesn't work. That body of the theophany doesn't do nothing. Praise be to God. According to the prophet. Now, but this body, you will eat and you work. Somebody in Kenya asked me, how do you say that somebody will work? I said, yes. The prophet said, you will work. You know, it's very boring not to work. You just stay like that day. I don't know how people stay like that. This is very boring. It's very, very boring just to stay like that. People want to do something. It's very boring. So the prophet said, we will work and eat. But we will not sweat. Sweat is a curse. You know, not like that. You'll be happily walking. Just walking around, you can just look at Jesus. Jesus, can I look at you for 1,000 years? Just stay there and look at Jesus for 1,000 years and say, ah, Jesus, you're so nice. Jesus, just stay there for 1,000 years. That's okay. For that kind of a body, praise be to God. And then go back to heaven again. With that body, go back to the new heavens and new earth. I hope you get that now. How about the soul? How about the soul? What happens to the soul? What about happens to the soul? To get that body. Now this is what happens to the soul. And I'm done. I don't think I'm going to go nowhere, but that's all right. Why did I preach? I don't know. What do I do? I don't. I go everywhere. I know. What happens to the soul? What happens to the soul? This is what happens to the soul. Listen very carefully. Maybe I can read quotes. That's okay. But what I'm saying is quotes. And what I say is not a quote. This is like I said. That when I don't have a quote, I will tell you. But listen what happens to the soul. The soul is the gene of God. Is what is the gene? Can you imagine an idea that you have? An idea that you have. God is a thought of God. It's something that is in God. It's part of God. It's a piece of God. In fact, the prophet said it's a piece of God. It's something like it's cut and it's put there. So in these two souls now, there are two souls. There's one soul here that's of the devil, and there's one other soul here that's of God. This soul is dormant. That soul stays dormant. It doesn't work. When you're born here on earth, for God to display that he's a savior, that has got to work first. The devil has got to work first. That's the only reason. I don't see any other reason, brother. Why does God allow the devil to work on you first? Why? God is not proved. The purpose he brought that other soul, the purpose he allowed the devil to do it was to display his a redeemer, to pray that he's a savior. Is that right? So he does this work. This is a bad guy. This is a very bad guy. This is a guy who brings all the diseases. Everything in you is brought by that. So that now he brings diseases, he brings everything in you, and he comes and heals you. He comes and redeems you. He comes and grabs you from him. And after some time, listen. At the end of it all, the prophet said, God made the lake of fire for the bad guys, for the bad angels, for the devil and his angels. He put them there. Can you get that? That's exactly right. So this guy is a demon, is a devil. That soul is a devil. So where does he belong? He belongs to the, that's why God said, I will baptize you. Listen, I'll baptize you with water. But the one that is coming will baptize you with water and fire. Is that right? So he gave this guy and destroys him. God gave this guy. He baptizes you. He gave this guy and destroys him completely. They have no association. You have no association with him at all. And you never have association with him at all. And even God does not even remember that he even existed in you. That's what you say. He's taken to the sea of forgetfulness. You are done. What comes? You cannot stay without a soul. What comes? You have another soul. This other soul that has been dormant. The prophet says, this was not you. He says, that was not you. That was the devil that belongs to the lake of fire. That has never been you. That is what was put there. God chose you. Who is this you that I'm talking about? God chose you from the beginning of the world. You are your soul and your spirit. God chose you. That's what you are to begin with. So when this guy goes, he says, oh, and so I can be free. So now you start, you wake up. You wake up and you look and say, wow, that was me. I always had that problem. Because I always feel like, why is he telling me to heal? And when I kill, I go home, I beat myself. Why does he tell me to drink? Why does he tell me to drink drugs? When I drink drugs and do that. But when I go home, something is like, how did I do it? Praise be to God. Because you're always that. You're never this. This is a guy who came to take you in the wrong direction. He's destroyed. He's taken over. It's done. It's done now. Now you became that. What is the nature of your spirit? As well as, what is the nature of the spirit? The nature of the spirit is the kind of spirit you're, what that spirit is, like the nature of, what is the nature of a mango tree? What's the nature of a mango tree? The mango tree comes up, it goes, the leaves are, that's the nature of the mango tree. The leaves are, did you realize that the leaves of a mango tree are very smooth and sleek? Yeah. Mangoes are not grown here. Mangoes are grown in Puerto Rico, is that right? The mango trees, the leaves are streak. They are very streak, by the way. They are very, even when they are drying, they are very streak. They are very streak. Now the nature of a mango tree. The nature of a mango tree is to give a fruit, a very sweet fruit. Inside the usually is yellow. That you cannot see a mango tree that is bringing a brew. A brew. Have you ever seen a brew mango inside? Has it not? That's not, why is that not the nature of a mango tree? And the nature of that spirit in you was killing and the worldly and worldly. That was the nature of that spirit at that time. Now God takes it and takes it away. Now you become that other soul. You are that soul. You say that God has created you. You can use all those words, but you're not new. You can call new creation. You can call that, but you are not new. You are in the mind of God. You are not another thing. You are in the mind of God before the foundation. You've never been not there. You cannot be not there, and you never be not there. That's why you are eternal. That's you. What are you? You are God yourself, yes, sir. Because that peace of God has always been there. And the prophet says that was you. You are not this. You are that. Are you lost? Esther, senior, you know now we have two Esthers, like we have two mentors. People ask, why do I call mentor? This is senior, this is mentor senior, and the other one is mentor junior. I like calling them that. I stole your wife's name, forgive me for that. That's my sister. Praise be to God. Praise God. Let we talk about a new creation like it's come. No! It's always been there. You've not been that other thing. You've never been that other thing. You've always been that. Now from there, listen, now from there, now the nature of the spirit, the nature of the spirit is going to determine it. What is the nature of the spirit? It's a good guy. It's a good guy. All the other things that you wanted is gone. You wanted to do this, you wanted to do that, the bad things, the ordinance is gone. It's completely gone. Listen. It's not put somewhere that you can sometimes go and grab him and, you know, I can do a bit. No! It's called the purging of, can you use that word? Purging? Can somebody say it right?
Purging.
It's purged! You're completely taken out! Purging is when you cut it. Purging is when you cut it and throw it away, is that right? You're completely purged. That thing is completely purged and taken out. There's nothing in you now. The problem is, this body that he lived in is still the same. Praise be to God. That's the greatest problem. This body is still the same. This body is still the same body that came by the devil. It came by the devil. It was brought. It's not a, listen, it's not of the devil. That's, can you get that? It's not of, this body is not of the, this is a temple. This is God's. This is a temple. This is a temple of God. It's very important. You don't build a church here like you are building, and then you start mistreating it. It's our temple. You want to go there and worship, is right? This is a temple of God. God built it. This is, God loves it. People, you know, we've been talking about the soul, about the spirit. We've been talking about this body like it's nothing. No. Bro. God loves this body of yours. It's his temple. And you know what he decided? I'm going to live in it, senior. I'm going to live in this body before it goes back, before it is remodeled. I'm going to live in it to show the devil that I'm a redeemer. I've redeemed this man, this woman so completely. I can live in it now. And I can do things. I can do things with it now. I can speak. I can lay hands on a human being, and the devil goes. Praise God. I can speak with this body. Schools, let there be, and there's me. It's the devil. I'm dealt in this body now. I'm come in this body, and that's where I live now. And when this body speaks, using its tongues, and its glands, and everything, it's not him. It's not this body that was made by the devil now. It's the one that is living inside that. That's where I live, sir. Don't joke with my house. Let it stay clean.
Amen.
It's my house. That's where I live. And it's put clean and clear.
Amen.
Praise be to God. And I'll live in it. And I'll prove to the devil that I conquered him.
Amen. That's right.
That I redeemed them. And I can live in that and still that person be my child. I'll prove to him at his own game, I'll prove that he's mine. Can't be a saint when you arrive. No, we are saints. We are the children of God in these bodies. Now, what about the change of the body? How is it changed? Actually, that is the change of the body. That's how it's changed. From inside out. That's all. When it's changed, it changes the nature. Now, the nature of the spirit becomes different. So the nature of the spirit, you are thinking. What is the spirit? What does the spirit do? What does the body do? What does the body do? You don't think with your body, but you see. You see with your body, is that right? You hear with your body. You feel with your body. Is that right? What does it do? We have five senses, is that right? Feel, touch, taste. You taste your body with what else? Hear, feel. There are five. I don't know them all. But there are five. Touch, feel, like that. And here, can you count them? Or tell them. Why are we strength to count them? That's right. Then we have also five. We have also five. I don't know whether I can count them. But one of them is memory. You cannot remember with your body. He says memory. He says conscience. Being conscious of what have I done. Conscious of things. You know, he said that some people's conscience are seared with hot iron. They don't feel nothing. Why? Their nature is that. But when the nature is changed, the spirit has a conscience. Has it got conscience? You know, I remember the prophet when, you know, remember, I know I'm getting late, brothers. I'm a poor guy when it comes to preaching. What is this now? Well, how far I've gone? It's okay. It's okay. I'm sorry about that whole thing. But you see, the spirit, because it's changed. Let's look at just conscience, is right? Of this changed spirit. Can you look at it? The prophet goes somewhere and he's driving, and he comes to the border, and he asks, "Do you have fruits?" I think I cannot remember the whole story, but I think, and I've been asked like that, brother Michael. When I went to California, when I was crossing the border, they asked me for if I'm carrying any fruits. And I think I had an orange there that I bought on my way, and I said, it's only this and I'm going to eat. It was hard to ask God. So they asked. So when he's crossing, I don't know where he was going. He was asked, do you have any fruits? And he said, I don't know whether fruits or something, but he was asked something. He said, no, I don't have nothing. I don't have nothing. Then when they're driving, I think Billy Paul or somebody told him, yeah, I think we had some fruits here. He said, what? I told them we don't have. And his conscience, the spirit there of God in the soul, is telling the spirit, what do you do? And he says, no, I'm driving back. Do you remember that story? Who remembers that story? How many remembers that story? Do you remember that story, Brother Don?
Yes, he drove back.
I'm going to drive. What? That conscience is saying, no. But some people's conscience are seared with hot iron. What is it? They don't have the Holy Ghost. They don't have nothing. The other guy is still ruling. They don't care. They can kill somebody and look at him when the blood is like Hitra. And when the blood is flowing and everyone is crying. They don't have nothing in them. That's conscience. And you can go each one of them and see how when the Holy Ghost, when the nature there, it is not there, it's completely different. Memory. You can go to affection. That's love or something. It's also the same. See, like that. Thinking and I don't remember them all. But I can remember them maybe. But there are five in total. Listening. You don't know. You see, Brother Don has been talking about this so much, about the transgender. Can you get the reasoning of those guys? Just look at it. How do they reason? That a man can be a woman. Can you get that kind of reasoning? It's the nature of that spirit.
Yes.
They don't listen. They do things. And you wonder, where is the natural reasoning? You know, let me give you an example. The prophet says, that in their days, in the olden days, if a woman went with a short outside here, they would actually take her to the insane sanatorium. Can you get that? What is the reasoning now? They walk naked and they just okay. And they say, my dress, my choice. Even the choosing, where is the reasoning in the choosing? And in Kenya, do you know what they do in Kenya? When you go naked like that, I think they are catching up with that and accepting it. In Kenya, have you ever heard a woman that was walking like that and he was grabbed and everything was said, you want to go naked? That is your reasoning? Take it off. And he's taken off and then beat up and say, go home. That reasoning is messed up. Why? The nature of that spirit. Now, the nature of the spirit comes down to the body. What the nature, what the spirit is what now the body does. Because the body does not have any thinking. The body does not have any thinking faculties. Thinking faculties are in the spirit. Can you get that, brothers and sisters? So what the body does is determined by the spirit. That's why the body is messed up and doing this here. Because to begin with, the bottom line was messed up there. The soul. Can we get there? I can go on and on and on. I can go on with this. I'll read this next time. And I'll tell you how. What does it mean? Now, we can go to the scriptures. And we can go to the quotes of the prophet. And exactly look at them. I know these guys. I'm feeling for you. I'm feeling for you. I think you take a nap after this. The other day I wanted Michael so much at home and he didn't come. And I asked, where are you? I'm taking a nap. I think somebody said, I'm taking a nap. Naps are good in the afternoon, okay? So I hope, but we are eating something. I think Brother Don told us he's going to eat something. And after that, Brother, I will let you. We will not take you so long. I think you're tired. You're so tired. I know I've traveled like that with flights and I know how tired sometimes it is. So I'm sorry about that. But let me just get there. But I hope you get what I'm saying. Now, when you go to the scriptures, I'm not going to go to them. When he says, the mystery, we shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed. We shall look at that. What is this that is saying, we shall not all sleep? We go to Thessalonians 4, 1 Thessalonians 4. That when Jesus comes, there will be some people who will not be dead, but they will be alive and remaining. Can you get that? They will be alive and remaining. Are you getting that? Jesus is coming. When he comes, not everybody will be dead. He will find some people here alive and remaining. Not alive, and when he comes, they die. No. Huh? Are you getting that sentiment? Not alive, and when he comes, when he gets here, they are all dead. No. When he comes, they will be alive and they will remain. When that happens, it's the same with this. Behold, I show you a mystery. It's a mystery. We shall not all sleep. What is it? By the time he comes, we shall not all have slept or sleep. That's it. When you get them together, and if you get the idea that everybody will die, don't get away from that. Everybody will die. Some of them will die after Jesus comes. When Jesus comes, there will be people here alive in the bodies and remain. But they will also die because the prophet said every one of them will die. His coming will not stop them from dying from these bodies. Is that clear? It's clear to you, Hannah, but you are refusing. You are thinking that is not right. It's right. It's right. There will be people here on earth that are alive and remaining when he comes. But the prophet said, every one of us shall die. Must. In fact, he uses the word must. Can I read that quote and finish? Let me read that quote and finish now. Everybody must die. Everyone must die. And more. Or maybe about 10 of them. Like this. But you must die. Let me read that. And by the way, I have said that, listen, there's nothing wrong. This is, listen, senior, this is not something that we got agree. It's good to agree. But listen, disagreeing is no problem. Not seeing it, why? That is another thing that they call Nicolaitanism. Richard, you don't agree with me, you will see. One of the things I will start doing is having something against you. And because people don't want anybody having something against somebody, so they start pretending they are agreeing. we are agreeing. That's pretense. And what have I done? I've conquered you with my treatment to you until you come to pretend. Done! This is no pretense. This is about God. Amen. Richard, disagree with me openly. See, I don't see it that way, brother. The other day I preached about baptism and saying this. Hannah told me, hey, I'd like to learn those things. Those things, where do you find them? What is wrong with that? And I told her, I'm going to her house. And we talk about, what is wrong with that? If you don't see it, you don't see it. There's no pretense here and conquering you and misusing you so that we clobber you. And when we start here, we clobber you until, is it called clobbering to subjection? Until you become subject now, you start fearing. Amen. Amen. And you don't see, if you don't see it, you don't see it. There's nothing wrong with that. I was telling Don yesterday, everybody can come here and worship in our church. There's nothing like that here. Don't come see and preach the word. You get it. If you don't get it, get Don. And he can help you. Can you get that? No clobbering here, Brother Don. Here, we are, don't, did I tell you Don yesterday? We are free here. But one thing, your advice, this is advice, it's not forcing you, is preach kindly. This was given by God to us all. It was not given to God to me alone. It's for us all. If you don't get it, find it. Look for it. Have the desire. Have the hunger for it. Look for it. Don't just stay like that. It's not a commandment. It's not, we are not trying to command you to do that. It's advisory. Seek for it. Seek for it. It's for you. God is so gracious. God is so merciful. He brought it to you. Okay, let me finish now. This is now one, and I'm praying for Brother Michael. But let me read this one. Paragraph 35. Just one. Paragraph 35. But remember one thing. Lean not unto your own understanding. But remember, I'm not going to talk about it. I'm just going to read it. But remember one thing, my son. You've got to die. If I stop there, that's okay. You've got to die. Is that scripture? That's another. You've got to die. Everybody's good. So when Jesus comes and finds some people who are alive and remaining, that will not stop them from dying. They'll still die. We don't die, of course. You know, we don't die. But in the physical, we still die. In the physical, this body will still go. They go to rest. stepping on the other side of the opening. But this body has got to go. When Jesus comes, he finds you there, he's got to go. Just like them who died before he came. He's got to die. Just and the prophet says, when this flesh is dissolved, you have one waiting. Yeah. So you have the opening, so you get the opening. But his coming, my point is, his coming does not stop you from going to your theophany, or going to the other side, or dying, or whatever you call it. Do you get that? But you have a change. So when he comes and finds us alive, we have a change. Now, what kind of a change? That's what we've been talking about. The change comes from in a nutshell, the change comes from the soul. When the soul is changed, it changes the whole thing. When this other guy called the Holy Ghost, called God himself, called the seed, when it's quickened, that whole comes to the brings the whole change. It changes the spirit. It changes the body. And this body becomes something. Something different than it was before. It becomes subject to what God will say. That's a change. In a nutshell, I have so many quotes. We can go on. And maybe if I have another chance. I still owe you on Revelation 12. Where did we go? Where did we reach? 7. It's to 6. We reached 6. And now we can go to 7, 8, until, I think, is it? I think it's 20-something. Okay. Maybe, no, Revelation, it's up to 17. We can do that whenever. But I thought this is just a short sermon, but I found out that now I have more because I've not finished. I've not even read it. So, but I'm not asking for another. Whatever Dawn thinks, that's okay. Whatever Dawn wants, I'm trying. And if you have any question, you people on the, and I like people sometimes on the internet, they ask me. If you have any question on the internet, please ask. Please ask. And again, Brother Ron, just the final point. Some people fear. To say these things openly. They go around. I don't. If you see, like I'm going around, they just call my attention. I don't go around. These things, I see it, and I will say it the way I see it. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. You just show me, help me. I want you to know what I'm seeing. I want to know what I'm seeing. If it's wrong, help me, help me. I'm not going to hide and throw some words there. So that, no. I'm going to bring it. You ask me a question. Sister, has Jesus come? I don't go around. I said, yes. He has come. Yeah. Those people who ask me those questions, they don't believe it. But I say, he has come. From there, we can go from there. But I'm not going to say, you know, he has, you know what he meant. You know. No, I said, yes. Yeah. If I'm wrong, help me from there. I want to be understood. I want to, brother, let me say this. And I'll take my iPad so that I don't say nothing else. God hates somebody that is a jellyfish.
That's right. Yes, sir.
He called it jellyfish. Jellyfish, somebody without a bone, a backbone. You don't know where he's at, you can be here. God loves somebody. You know, he was coming from I don't know where they were coming. I think they were getting to Tucson. And he told Billy Paul that he'll never go back to the field again. Billy Paul asked him, Daddy, why do you say that? He said, I told God that if there comes a place where we look for money, we beg for money, I'll not go back to the field again. I'll stop going to the field again. And they came to a place where they had less money than they wanted. They had gone to a deficit. And Billy Paul asked him, Daddy, why do you say that? He said, I told God. And then Billy Paul asked him, Daddy, I would like to ask you a question. Did God tell you or did you tell God? And the report told him, and Brother Brown told him, it's me who told God, and God will have a man who stands for his word. Let's pray. Let Brother John come here and pray for us. God loves a man who is not a jellyfish.
Amen. That's all right.
God bless you. Amen. Amen. You wait.
All right.
Yeah, you're going to wait here.
I'm sorry.
Praise the Lord.
Now, there's no way you listen to this message and you don't have some questions. Because this was so big. So he's invited you to ask questions. So feel free. And so a lot was covered, a lot was said. And one thing, flesh and blood cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. Can it? No, it can't. So when he comes for you, this flesh is not going in. So what's going to happen to the flesh? It's going to die. It's going to die. It cannot go in. No. That's just one of many, many, many things. Brother, there's a big message today. A big message. Amen. I appreciate it. And he started out of the body. He came back to the body. And it's changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. Is that right? What happened at your new birth? You were changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. And you got a new soul. And you got a new nature. And the life of Jesus Christ is living in you. That's the greatest thing that can be. That's the greatest thing that can happen to any person. That's it. Christ has come to you. He has identified himself. He's identified you as a part of him. I thank God for that. Amen. We appreciate it, brother, so much. And we want to this is something to study on. This is something to read on. And I think that one thing I like about Brother Gumba, he always wants you to bring questions. I want you to bring questions. If there's something we're saying you don't get, then bring the question. And let us work at that. And And so we thank God. And now there was one more thing, Brother Goomba, and I'm going to need you to come back. I'm going to ask you to stand together with us. Now, when the girls, that's going to be Asenoth and Bride, when they first came, we got a guitar, and we started singing some Swahili songs. And then that went by the wayside. And so I don't know what happened to it. But I was just thinking, brother, a while ago, there's more Swahili speaking in our group. Everyone, we got some in Canada, they speak Swahili. We got some listening in Kenya, they speak Swahili. And then what's here, so we're actually the minority. And so I want to bring that back. I want to bring that back, that we can at least sing a song, one or two, whatever. And so that will have to have help with that. And so I want you to come now. Yeah, we're going to do that. And I want to say happy birthday to Amber. She turned 11 yesterday. And so she's becoming a big girl. Yeah. Amen. Thank you for the message, brother. God bless you so much. You need a book?
It's
probably not in the book, is it?
It's not in the book. But but I think somebody can lead us in one of the songs, like Pabio. Pabio. Pabio Moja. And another thing, what Brother Duma said is very important. Eh? You girls, Mida and Asenath and Bride knows how to play guitar. I don't know whether you... Do you? Junior? Do you know Junior? Junior Esther, do you know how to play guitar? Okay, no problem. Don't worry, Lydia. If you know, that's okay. But those people, let me say this. I don't know you're starting up, but let me say this. The thing that led me to that topic is this. I was reading, in fact, I didn't know how to take it. I was reading about the Magi's, how they had to bring gifts that was worth of who Christ was. They thought about who is Christ. That was their thinking.
Yes, yes.
Christ was so great until he was worth of this. Now, I will ask you a question. What is this message worth to you? It is worth all that you are.
Amen.
The spirit, yes. The soul, and the body. All that.
Oh.
Well, I looked at it, and that's how I was going. And I almost titled it like that. You are supposed to, whatever you are in the body, worship him. Do whatever you can do with him. Your spirit, your soul, let he's worth all that I am. Do you know how to play a guitar? Take a guitar. Do you know how to, a tambourine like Sister Eden? Take a tambourine. Do you know how to jump a bit? To tamp there? Do you know how to crap? Whatever you are. Praise God. Do you have a desire maybe to talk to somebody about this message and give him a track or a book? Do anything. This is worth everything that I am. Praise
Amen.
God. Is there a guitar that can improve? No. That's enough. I remember you playing guitar in Thika. Just in how the music goes on. I remember those days. Please. Let's do it.
Yes.
Let's do it all. Whatever we are, whatever we can do. I'm telling my wife, I need to buy maybe this. I want her to practice it because she can. Let's do whatever we can do.
Yes.
Let's do whatever we can do for Christ. It's not for anybody. It's not for the church. It's not for anyone. It's for our master.
That's right.
He's a good king. The people are saying, "Oh, good king." That's our good king. Let's do anything that we can. Anything that we can. Praise God, Lord.
Amen.
God bless you. So, can we sing a Pabio? Anna, can you help us with the Pabio? And they're looking at one another. They do come with one. They come with one. They're good. They're good at that. A Pabio, because now we don't have books. And by the way, we have forgotten those songs in Kenya. We have forgotten them so much.
Gotta bring them back.
And you can get together, no problem. You can even come here if you want to. No problem. Whatever you want. Just a Pabio. Something. Whatever you want. Let's start it. Okay, they're getting it from the points. Something that you can see. Nyenyekea, mbele za Bwana. I'm just suggesting. Because that is in English, I'm sorry. Okay, all right. Go ahead.
You know it in English? Me can get it on the last day, not good, not good.
Nitabibu akaribu, tabibu ajabu, na rehema za daima, ni dawa yake njema. Malaika, sing for us.
have a lot of talent, and we really like to be blessed with that talent. So I know that some of you can sing, and we want to invite you, welcome you, and I would like for us to do this more, to incorporate some Swahili songs or Kikuyu songs, whatever you would like. I think it would be good. And then we would like to invite any that would like to sing a special, that we would really like that. We would be blessed by that. And you're going to be blessed, too, for doing that for us. And so you'd be thinking about that. We would ask that you would just let Brother Michael know so he can prepare it and call you. But I think some of these songs are the same songs. So we can still put it up there in English. We can follow along. And but I just feel like I have that on my heart, that I would like for those of you speaking Swahili to give us, we can have a song now and then, at least one or something. So you be praying about that, and you also be yes, brother.
Can we all go together? This one, can we all sing Happy Birthday for Amber? Then the whole time, I sing Happy Birthday for Amber. And then she listens in. She gets somewhere and they participate in our worship here, in our fellowship here. So can we sing Happy Birthday for Amber?
Yes.
The whole one, let's sing Happy Birthday for Amber. Let me sit down.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
I tell you, they're growing so fast. They're growing up so fast. And so we thank God so much. Let us bow our heads as we look to Him. Heavenly Father, Lord, the message today, Lord, blessed our souls. Lord, although it might look simple, Lord, it was very deep. Lord, and it was full of revelation. Lord, and that revelation that was brought this morning is only for the bride. Lord, only can be received by the bride, only could be understood by the bride. Lord, it's those eternal thoughts of God, that which you had in your mind, Lord, that was to display you in the age. And all of the rest of it was just filler, just to be taken and destroyed, to be done away with. Lord, May you let these things become real to us. Lord, bless our brother. Bless his labor of love, Lord, yesterday, today, and every day, Lord. Lord, how he gives his soul for just 110% above and beyond always, Lord. In each one, every member of the body of Christ, Lord, we thank you for those here, for your bride, Lord, around the world. Lord, bless our day now as we go have some fellowship, some food. May you just bless every heart. Lord, let the sweetness of your Spirit guide us as we go into this new week. Lord, that you would have your way in all things. You know every trial, every trouble, everything each one is facing, Lord. Lord, just give us, Lord, that strength, that confidence by the Holy Ghost, Lord, to face it. Lord, knowing that you're going to take us through. And Lord, we commit it to you. We ask all in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you.